We're up to, as we conclude now the second parak, is the mission of Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon was one of the most prominent Tanoim. It's sort of a break from that which came before it, the students of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Tarfon was of the next generation, very associated with Rabbi Akiva, many fascinating discussions in the Gemara with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Hayom Katsar v'amlacha meruba. The day is very short and there's a great amount of work to do. Now this could be understood in a general vein, but the Rishonim, in particular Rabbeinu Yonah, emphasize how much this has to do with Torah, Hamlacha Meruba. There's really a limitless amount of Torah to be learned, the Rambam also emphasizes. And unfortunately, part of human nature is HaPoalim Atzelim, that all of us, you know, tend to slack off, you know, unless literally, you know, the taskmaster is standing with the whip behind us, and sometimes it's only our nature to want to take shortcuts, give ourselves a little bit of a break. And that's unfortunate because Haschar Harbe Ubalabaya Dochek. First, Hashem demands it of us. He's the Balabayas here, and the opportunity for reward, and I don't mean reward in the trivial sense, but I would say Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah, the reward for being Osek B'Torah in its own right, is indeed very great in terms of its illumination and in terms of its ability to direct us in a positive sense. Rabbi Tarfon went on to say, "Hu haya omer lo alecha hamlacha ligmar v'lo ata ben chorin libatal mimena." One of the most famous statements in Avos, which really has a dual connotation. You could have a person who's depressed, who thinks, "I'll never learn all there is to know about Torah, so why should I even try?" So to that person, we should interpret the Mishnah, lo alecha hamlacha ligmar, that's not the goal. The goal is not for you to say every chiddush of Torah, to learn everything under the sun, because that really is, in some sense, impossible. So we should be mechazek and strengthen that person, lo ata ben chorin libatal mimena, that you should try to accomplish what you can. But it has an equally important message for somebody with the opposite orientation. Somebody who's arrogant, somebody who's a balgaiva, and he thinks that he's going to learn all the Torah. He knows all there is to know. So the Mishnah should be interpreted in the opposite direction. Lo alacha hamlacha ligmor. You think you know everything? You think you have all of it figured out? Not really, right? It actually is a team effort. Morasha Kilas Yaakov, as I say here all the time, it doesn't belong to any one person. It's really a group effort. Everybody should contribute all that they can, but nobody should do so in the spirit that he alone is going to master, he alone is going to be somehow the one with all of the answers. There's great reward for the study of Torah. And as Rabbi Lazar ben Arach articulated, and Rabbi Tarfon reiterates, "V'ne'eman hu ba'amlachtecha she'eshalim l'cha schar pulatecha." Hashem is honest and faithful, right? That's tzadik v'yasharhu. Hashem is going to pay proper recompense. However, da shematan scharin shel tzadikim lasid lavo. That in the final analysis, the true reward for tzadikim is only lasid lavo, is only in the future, well into the future. Again, as we always say, schar mitzvah b'hayal meleka, the Gemara in Kiddushin, that even though those who are deserving don't always get the reward, and here in this world, Hashem is eno mikapeach schar kol birya v'birya. Hashem never detracts a single iota from the reward of one who is deserving, whether, again, in that case, the Midrash says it about an animal, so kavachomer to a human being, even if it's not in this world, surely it will be in the world to come. Rabbi Hanani ben